Today on Annenberg Radio News.
After I had a kid, it was almost like I wasn't their same Shauna anymore. I was now this girl who had a scarlet letter almost, it felt like, and I was treated that way.
Teenage mothers find support among neighbors who went through the same struggles. We'll hear their stories. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Thursday, November 5th, 2009. I'm Brittany Knotts. A U.S. Army soldier opened fire at Fort Hood Military Base in Texas this afternoon. The shooting left 12 people dead and as many as 31 wounded. The Associated Press quotes a law enforcement official identifying the shooter as Army Major Malik Nadal Hassan. But the Army has not confirmed that information. The shooter was killed and two other soldiers were arrested. This appears to be the worst mass shooting at a U.S. military base. In just over an hour, officials with the Muslim Public Affairs Council here in Los Angeles will have reaction to the tragedy. It is not clear whether or not Hassan was a Muslim. A new audit has found that the backlog of rape kits in Los Angeles in the Los Angeles Police Department has been reduced by almost 65%. Last year, City Controller Wendy Gruhl found about 7,000 untested rape kits at the LAPD. The number has dropped to about 2,500. Gruhl says she is pleased with the decline, but added that LAPD must make more improvements, including notifying rape victims of changes in their cases. South Los Angeles residents will have better access to health care when a new Kaiser Permanente clinic opens. Reporter Stephanie Guzman attended the construction kickoff today.
Residents and city officials look forward to the future opening of Kaiser Permanente Medical Offices on Manchester Avenue near Western. The city took 4 years to choose the right location for the $10 million facility. It will serve more than 80,000 South Los Angeles residents who belong to Kaiser. Residents now have to drive to South Bay or West Los Angeles to receive care.
I'm a family physician who works at West LA at the medical center. I myself have patients who tell me, you know, it's difficult for me to see you. I have two jobs. I don't have transportation. I need to take a couple buses to see you.
That's Dr. Jose Cervantes, who will be the assistant physician in charge at the new center.
So what we know is in terms of these chronic medical conditions, if there's an access issue for them to see their physician, we know that outcomes are poor.
The center's 8 to 10 primary care physicians and specialists will focus on preventative medicine. Los Angeles Councilmember Bernard Parks says preventing healthcare problems will cut down on his constituents' medical costs.
What we find in this community is that our constituents go to the emergency room and they use the emergency room as their care and treating doctor. And then when they actually obtain care, you generally find that it's overwhelmingly expensive because they're very ill.
The center will have a pharmacy and pediatrics department. The medical offices will open in early 2011. Stephanie Guzman, Annenberg Radio News.
Over the last week, 17 people died and 773 others were hospitalized in California because of the H1N1 virus. Still, there are widespread vaccine shortages across the state. State epidemiologist Gil Chavez.
Unfortunately, there has been delays in vaccine production at the national level. So over the next week or so, we now have a system in place by which new vaccine is being allocated to those who received less vaccine in the past.
The Center for Disease Control is expected to provide more than 6 million vaccines to California, but only half that amount has been made available so far. The state is working to get additional vaccines as soon as possible and distribute them fairly to every county. To find out where you can get vaccinated in Los Angeles, visit www.flushotla.com. The mayor's pick for police chief, Charlie Beck, is making the rounds before the city council votes on whether to confirm him tonight. Beck and the mayor will appear at a town hall meeting in Van Nuys. His first stop on Tuesday was at Exposition Park in South LA, where he served as an officer for many years. Timothy Beckworth was there and has the report.
Charlie Beck took the stage at the Expo Center to a standing ovation. He talked about the life-changing years he spent as a cop in South L.A.
I've worked every division in South Bureau. I loved every one of those divisions, and I still do.
When it came time for community members to ask questions, the economy was the number one issue.
How are you going to manage in this era of decreased revenue?
Well, that, of course, is the giant question that faces the Los Angeles Police Department and all of the city. We have to be better at our business practices. We have to be more efficient in our uses of police officers. I have to provide the captains in this room, I have to provide Chief Albanese with the resources to make up for the fact that they are not going to be able to use overtime to augment their patrol forces.
You've been working with Ceasefire, Lara, and Project Kynamore. My interest is that you continue doing community policing and that we become partners and bridge that gap that has been between suppression and community, and that, you know, you're still out there with us.
I don't do this work with you by choice. I do this because this is my heart. I have to do this. If we don't develop multiple ways to save our children from gang violence, then this city is doomed to repeating the cycle that we have gone through for the last four decades. We need to stop kids from joining gangs, get them out, and then we need to do hardcore street intervention to build peace. And then we need to develop reentry programs. If we do not provide reentry for young men and women coming out of prison, then the gangs will provide that reentry program. This is not a phase for us. This is the way the Los Angeles Police Department does business, and I guarantee that it will do business in this fashion while I'm the chief.
The next town hall will be tonight in El Sereno at 6 p.m. Timothy Beckworth, Annenberg Radio News.
And now for the weather. Tonight it will get a little chilly with a low of 56. Tomorrow, temperatures will stay in the low 70s with an evening low of 55. For the weekend, expect partly cloudy skies with highs around 73 and lows in the mid-50s. Later on Annenberg Radio News, hear what friends and family members of a missing South LA woman, Maitrice Richardson, have to say about her life and disappearance. A unique project started by a neighborhood recreation center in South LA lends a patient ear to teenage problems. With a friendly counselor to lean on, truant teens now have no excuse to get into trouble. Newly Paul has more.
Shauna McLean had her first baby in high school. She was 17. 10 years later, she finds herself advising teens on the same issues she faced while growing up.
I think pregnancy, teen pregnancy, is honestly a cry for help.
As teen activities coordinator at the Vineyard Recreation Center in South LA, Shauna started a program called Girl Time. It's an informal talk session where girls from the neighborhood can vent about their problems. It's a small group of about eight that meets once every week.
Myself and my coworker, her name is Stephanie, we get together with the girls. We sit down in a really intimate setting. We bring refreshments, and we talk about things that are going on in their mind. What's going on? What's wrong? She had boy problems, you know, girl problems, problems at home, and they really get to let it out. So I think that's a really, really healthy way of, you know, not having to bottle things in and then it erupting in some negative way.
Parenthood changed a lot of things for Shauna, in school and at home. It was almost as if she had grown up overnight.
I think I let down my dad because he definitely approached me differently after I had a kid. It was almost like, I'm not your child. I wasn't their same Shauna anymore. I was now this girl who had a scarlet letter almost, it felt like, and I was treated that way.
But none of this could snuff out her dreams.
Failure was never an option for me. To stop was never an option.
Shauna graduated magna cum laude from school and got accepted to UCLA. It took her 5 years to graduate, but she never gave up.
College was hard. College was the hardest thing ever. It almost brings tears in my eyes because, whew, college was, I felt so alone. I really felt alone because there wasn't a lot of support from my family.
She had to study and work because the financial aid was not enough to cover costs for her baby.
Everything was so overwhelming. It was honestly, wake up, get my daughter ready, take her to daycare, get to class, finish class, get home, pick her up, get home, bathe her, cook dinner,
spend time, and then once I put her down at 8:30 or 9, then it was time for study time. Well, by that time, I'm exhausted.
Now, as an advisor, Shauna counsels her teens to take responsibilities for their decisions.
One of our teens is pregnant, and she's in college. And I told her, I said, you know what, you can do it. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be hard. It will be difficult. But if having this baby is something that you want to do and you feel like you should do, then do it, but know that it's going to be tough.
Shauna's own children are still small, but she hopes someday they will think of going to college. For now, she's happy to help teens stay in school and focus on a career. This is Newly Paul for Annenberg Radio News.
The search still continues for Maitrice Richardson, a 24-year-old woman who disappeared in September. Her family and friends believe she's alive, and they paint a picture of a joyful woman with a whole life ahead of her. CJ Dablo has the story.
Her friends say Maitrice Richardson loved to laugh. She'd ham it up in front of the camera.
That's her, always posing. Always posing.
That's Jewel Moore. That's She's been close friends with Maitrice since the 8th grade. At a nearby Starbucks, Moore showing me pictures on her computer of a trip she took with Richardson to Knott's Berry Farm. They're wearing matching cowboy hats.
And ever since we were younger, we loved to match, so this is our way of matching in public.
Maitrice Richardson has been missing for 2 months. Leads that have been called in have not gotten the police nor her family any closer to finding her. She had mental illnesses just before she disappeared, and the mystery of where she is has baffled her family and the police.
Yes, hi, my name is Latisha, and I called not too long ago regarding my daughter, Maitrice Richardson. How long before a missing persons report can be filed?
Last week, the family posted on YouTube a recording of the calls Richardson's mother had made to the sheriff's department in Malibu when she didn't come home.
Does she take medication at all?
No, I believe it's a state that she's in right now because of just the weird activity that's been going on.
What's her name? Her name is
Maitrice Richardson.
Okay. And your name, ma'am?
The evening she disappeared, Richard was acting strangely at a restaurant, saying she was from Mars. When she couldn't pay a $90 tab, the sheriff's department arrested her and booked her into jail, then released her just after midnight. She was left without a purse, cell phone, or car, in the middle of nowhere, in the hills in Malibu. She was a 4.0 student who graduated with a degree in psychology from Cal State Fullerton, a 24-year-old woman who was bold, smart, sweet, and fiercely independent.
We were the spur-of-the-moment people. We were the Bonnie and Clyde.
She loves to dance to Michael Jackson, and salt and pepper, and reggae music. She's a girl about 5'5", and about 135 pounds. She made friends everywhere she went. The news of her depression surprised even the ones who knew her best.
You know, and I continuously beat myself up to this day because, you know, I should have noticed that.
That's Richardson's girlfriend, Tessa Moon. She agreed to be interviewed on her cell phone. They had been dating for 3 years and were on a break at the time she went missing. They were still talking to each other. Richardson was withdrawn in the week leading up to her disappearance.
But Maitrice isn't the type of person to ask for help or to say, hey, this is what's wrong, you know.
Tips of sightings between Malibu and Los Angeles have poured into the Los Angeles Police Department. Detective Chuck Knowles of the LAPD says they are following up on all leads. Her father, Michael Richardson, believes she's alive, but he is frustrated with the lack of progress.
It can't hurt me no worse than this. That's my only child. And as a father, my job is to get to the bottom of who did this to my daughter.
If you have any information to help find Maitrice, contact the LAPD at 213-485-5381. This is CJ Domblo, Annenberg Radio News.
This Saturday, United Way will host its third annual Home Walk LA aimed at battling homelessness in Los Angeles. I spoke to Christine Marge, the Director of Health and Housing for the Los Angeles United Way. She talked about what they hope to accomplish with this year's walk. Los Angeles has been called the homeless capital of the nation. So what is the actual current situation in Los Angeles?
In 2007, when they did the count, they found 73,000 people were homeless in Los Angeles. And now in 2009, it's 48,000. So we know that's the number has gone down by over a third. But this year, we have a high degree of confidence in the numbers. We know there's been improvements in the accuracy of the count. So we feel really good about these numbers. Some of the improvements that they made is in 2009, they had 3,000 people who volunteered to go out and count this past January and participate in the census process. So they were able to have a much more accurate picture of the issue in Los Angeles. In 2007, I believe it was a few hundred people who volunteered to help count. So they covered a much smaller area. So we know that these 09 numbers are very accurate. We also know that we have made some progress over the last couple of years. That doesn't account for the entire difference in numbers, but we do know that we're increasingly focusing on permanent solutions here in Los Angeles. We're focusing on moving individuals and families into permanent housing so they have a home of their own where they can live long term. And have access to the supportive services that they need.
Home Walk LA is this weekend. So what kind of turnout are you expecting this year as opposed to other years? And then also, how successful are you expecting the fundraising efforts to be?
Saturday, November 7th is our annual Home Walk. It's a 5K walk to raise awareness and funds to end homelessness. In 2007 and 2008, we had 4,000 walkers each year. And this year, this Saturday, we would love to see 5,000 people out there coming together around this issue. That would be a tremendous turnout for us. In terms of fundraising, the last 2 years, we've raised $500,000 each year. We know this is a tough year. It's a tough climate. So we're hoping to have some strong fundraising, but you know, not sure if we'll reach those same levels, but all of the funds that we raise will be invested in permanent housing, permanent solutions for individuals and families who are homeless.
That was Christine Marge, the Director of Health and Housing for United Way of Greater Los Angeles. The ball is finally getting the recognition it deserves. The popular plaything has been inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame. This year's other honorees include the Big Wheel, a tricycle with an oversized front wheel, and Nintendo's Game Boy. LaTanya Kirkland talked to some locals about their favorite toys.
The ball, the Big Wheel, and the Game Boy were inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame in New York. People on the street had plenty of opinions and questions.
Why would the Game Boy be on the Hall of Fame? It just ruins kids. Like, they should be outside playing activities.
Just a ball for a reward?
Some had their favorites.
Game Boy, probably. Because I'm a gamer anyways.
The Game Boy. I used to play it all the time in middle school and high school.
It's got to be the ball. It's the most fundamental toy of all. I mean,
Kelly Nelson's kids are too young for the Game Boy. But she gets it.
But I certainly can see the appeal if it keeps them quiet in the backseat of the car.
Others had a few suggestions of their own.
Probably a pogo stick.
I'd advocate for a life-size figure of myself, Justin Lacey, to be inducted in the Hall of Fame. I think that would be a good seller.
To get into the hall, toys must foster learning, creativity, or discovery, and have longevity. Now we check in with Rachel Thomas to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision. Rachel?
Thanks, Brittany. Several cities in Southern California are concerned for cats. See which cities are trying to protect them by making it illegal to take their claws. Also, USC students are getting a free lift to LA Live today. See what else businesses are doing to entice students. All this coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6.
Thanks a lot, Rachel. that wraps it up for today. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Brittany Knotts. Have a good night.